This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're taking you on a tour, a journey from the Bay Area to East Africa and back again. We start in a bar in Oakland. Two friends, Egyptian-American ethnomusicologist Mina Girgis and his friend Ethiopian-American singer Maklit Hadero, were talking about the musical connections between their two home countries.
You know, in London or New York or San Francisco, we are each other's neighbors and friends and co-workers, and the fact that folks from everywhere are in those places means that we can hear each other's music, we can grow beyond being strangers in a very everyday way. And this just isn't true of life on the continent of Africa.
Back home in East Africa, Hadero says there are too many cultural barriers, but Girgis says there's a point of connection.
For me, the connection was the Nile. It's an organism made of 437 million people, 11 countries, some of the poorest countries in the world.
Nile waters are a source of stability, but also a source of conflict over how the water gets used and who gets to decide. Girgis and Hadero quickly realized music could be a bridge.
And we were like, well, you know, we have this river in common. Why don't we create a project that brings musicians from across the river together? Wouldn't that be amazing?
So they did. KALW's Julie Kane met up with some of those musicians on a reporting trip to Uganda last year. They were making music and getting ready for an East African concert tour. Here's what she heard.
Yeah. Do, it's do. Lawrence, what is here?
In a quiet park in Kampala, Uganda, 14 musicians from 8 different East African countries sit under a tree.
Mi, sol, la, do, la, sol, mi, re, do. Is this tuning?
A Sudanese man in a long white robe plucks the metal strings of a harp he holds in his lap. Around him, people are playing Kenyan drums made of old oil cans, Ethiopian one-string violins, a Rwandan rattle made of a small gourd filled with seeds, a Burundian thumb piano, an Egyptian flute.
And this is what I have down.
Ugandan musician Lawrence Okello flips through the pages of a worn notebook. He plays a traditional stringed instrument called a dungu. He's a percussionist, and he sings. Right now, he's explaining his concept for a new song that all the musicians will create together.
This is what I would suggest for this piece, that we have a conflict, and then all of us will keep on adding flavors from the different cultures, but maintaining like the water that flows.
The musicians start translating Okello's ideas. Under this tree, at least 7 different languages are spoken, and 3 different tonal systems are used, which are like musical languages. People start fooling around with their instruments, and some singers gather. Chaos and conflict that resolve into harmony. A musical reflection of what organizers hope will come from this project.
Most people don't think of East African countries as one region.
That's Nile Project organizer Mina Girgis.
The paradigm that we're coming from is that all of these countries are really connected by the river, the longest river in the world, that is the source of life to many of them.
Under the tree, you can hear those connections.
The idea is just little when we divert and we go to your culture, give us that authentic touch of it. So that someone listens and, that is Egypt. That is Rwanda. And then we divert and come back to the Nile and we continue, we proceed. We have a journey to make.
Collaboration is at the core of the project. Everyone gets the chance to lead, and everyone gets the chance to follow. No one musician or culture is in charge of what happens. Nile Project founder Macleet Hadero.
By getting musicians together from across the basin, by creating music together in a very egalitarian way, we can be a kind of model for the world that we want to see and the Nile Basin that we'd like to see.
That's a beautiful piece. I love the way that just kind of evolved.
Under the direction of the Nile Project's musical director, Miles J., the songs written here will become part of a concert tour and an album called Jinja, after the Ugandan town at the source of the Nile.
Do you want to teach us those words?
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time.
Okay. Last year, the Nile Project's first album, Aswan, took its name from the Egyptian town at the river's end.
The same, but not Yaba.
One of this year's musicians is Rwandan singer and Inanga player Sophie Nzaisenga. Only one other person on the Nile Project speaks a version of her language, Burundian musician Steven Sogo. During a break from rehearsing, the three of us sit at a picnic table in a shady courtyard. She tells me through her translator why music is important to her.
Music is like it's like a medicine. You know, even if you don't understand language, but music heals.
All around us, musicians gather in small groups, playing new tunes, smoking cigarettes, laughing, and lazing in the sun. No conflicts, no borders. I want to know what it feels like to be part of this project, but I can't experience that directly. And then I have an idea. I ask her to sing what it feels like to be here. Now that, I understand. From Kampala, Uganda, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.
Ni abahizi.